The United States Navy has decided to go ahead with the sinking of two derelict ships per year as part of its annual summer exercises in the Gulf of Alaska. Environmental groups such as Sierra Club and Basal Action Network are concerned the ships will leak cancerous chemicals such as polychlorinated biphenyls or PCBs. Mark Matsunaga, a U.S. Pacific Fleet spokesman in Hawaii, says the vessels are cleaned very rigorously before any sinking exercises. But chemical contaminants aren't the only concern. Kelly Harrell, the executive director for Alaska Marine Conservation Council, says intentionally sinking ships has raised many red flags in the Gulf.
The Alaska Marine Conservation Council, including our members in Gulf communities like Homer and Kodiak, fishermen, coastal residents, were concerned about the potential impacts of the ship sinking activities on important fish habitat area. And some of that fish habitat includes and spawning areas and rearing areas for species that are very important to the commercial fabric of our Gulf fisheries.
Harrell said the effects could be slightly mitigated, but the Navy has refused to take the measures to do so.
The National Marine Fisheries Service had recommended to the Navy that they do a couple of things. First, they asked the Navy report mortality of fish, any mortality that they noted during the sinking exercises, as well as other exercises, including the use of sonar, that are a part of this increase in Navy training activities in the Gulf. And they also requested that the Navy monitor the impacts of these exercises over the long term. And unfortunately, the Navy declined to do either of those.
Harrell said the Environmental Protection Agency has granted permits to the Navy, but many environmental groups are asking the EPA to withdraw the decision. Matsunaga told the Anchorage Daily News that the Navy currently has no sinking exercises scheduled. The Navy concluded a study on the sinking exercise in May and decided on the option that allowed them to send two ships to the bottom per year. The exercise is designed to allow aircraft, surface ships, and submarines to fire live ammunition at life-size targets in real-world conditions.